patrolman Schaefer was working his shift, and he got a call from headquarters saying that there had just been a robbery of a jewelry store, and that he should be on high alert because this robber was over in his vicinity. Patrolman Schaefer discovered a car alongside the highway there and pulled over to see what was happening. As he got out of his car and approached this unknown car there, a guy reached out the window and shot him with a .45 caliber pistol in the chest. Patrolman Schaefer's wife answered their door, and there was Patrolman Schaefer's sergeant to tell her that her husband had been shot and that he was in the hospital. As she got to the hospital and went to the room, the doctors were standing around. Patrolman Schaefer only had a deep bruise to his chest and not a bullet wound. The wife and her husband praised the Lord for protecting Patrolman Schaefer's life by the bulletproof vest that he was wearing that day, and also God's intervention. Last Tuesday, a guesstimate of around 3,000 people turned out for Franklin Graham's Decision America tour at our state capitol and pier. And I think many of you were there. I don't know where you were at, but we were up by the steps there, and some of you were scattered around. But South Dakota was the 25th stop of his prayer rallies that he plans on going into 50 states and their capitals. As we were standing by the steps of the Capitol waiting for Franklin to come to the podium, there was a highway patrolman standing there. And I could see that his shirt was awful tight for some reason. Boy, he should have bought a bigger shirt. But really, as I noticed, there he had a bulletproof vest on for his protection under the shirt, because he might be called to go into a situation, as Patrolman Schaefer did, where his bulletproof vest could save his life. I'm sure he and other officers that were there that day at the state capitol were on high alert, in a state of readiness, more than normal, not in a normal status, but a high alert. These men and women officers were focused on a possible, maybe a terrorist activity, possibly a riot. Who knows nowadays? This is also that of our men and women serving in our military today. They must be prepared and ready, with some being on high alert, protecting our country and serving those overseas. Some using bulletproof vests most of the time as they go out into the field. Well, in our scripture verses today, Paul tells us that we as Christians should live daily lives in a state of high alert spiritually. It should be true that every Christian American during these days in which we live to keep watch and be on high alert spiritually. Just as Paul was warning the Ephesians to put on the full armor of God, put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. As Paul said to the Ephesians, and certainly we as Christians and Americans, we have an obligation to involve ourselves in whatever way necessary to deal with the realities of this Satan's spiritual battle or war that we are in today. Franklin Graham said, as born-again Christians and followers of Christ, we can't be content with the changing morals of our country, such as abortions, same-sex marriage, transgender agenda, taking the Lord's Prayer out of schools, taking the Ten Commandments out of public places, taking down anything or the symbol of the cross, even examining pastors' sermons, and the list goes on. As Christians, we have to move from the normal state of alert. We must commit, we must be pledged at all costs. I'll preach the Bible even if it means the firing squad. I'll give my testimony even though it means being put into jail. We must commit ourselves to living in a state of high alert spiritually. So what does a state of high alert look like? Let's turn to Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and stand in honor of God's word. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Heavenly Father, I just pray that I will share your words fearlessly, knowing that, God, they're your words and not mine. Thank you for that privilege that we have to come into this place of worship that you have provided for us, to take time out of our busy lives, to come into the house of worship and spend time with you. That, God, your word changes lives. It brings comfort. It might bring conviction. It might bring repentance. Lord, thank you, God, that you are present with us today. Thank you for this Memorial Day, that we can honor our veterans and honor those loved ones who have passed on. Most of all, Lord, we honor the cross that Jesus Christ hung on, that he provided the way for each one of us, that it was nothing that we did. It was all about your son, Jesus. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. First of all, there is a visible change in activity. There is a visible change in activity. When a nation is in a state of high alert, our daily life is no longer normal, is it? We've seen that in the Twin Towers that day. I'm sure quite a few of you, or maybe everyone, saw the disaster that was there. And our nation was put on high alert. People are prepared and ready. In a storm shelter, they prepare for a storm. Troops are on the move. They're preparing for battle. They're reviewing their battle plans and being put into action. Paul tells the Ephesians and is telling us today, Christians cannot go on with spiritual business as normal. but that we must be spiritually armed and ready to obey when our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ, calls us to a spiritual battle. This results in a visible change in our activity from normal to high. Listening, as Franklin Graham says, listening to those who are running to offices. Where are they in their moral issues, biblical issues? Are they Christians? Those running for school boards, those running for city councils, our state government, our national representatives and senators. Dig into voter guides. Look at voter guides. Go on the internet and look and see where those who are running for election stand on different issues. You might say, what can we do first? Well, just as Paul tells us in verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Praying for wisdom. We will need to be on our knees praying. It is not only these decision gatherings of Franklin Graham's, but we must be spending time with God on a daily basis, such as Joan brought up. What's a minute of our prayer time? I pray that we spend many minutes in prayer for our nation, for ourselves, for our families, for leadership, getting into our prayer closets and calling out to Jesus. Maybe some Christian people have been living on the reserve status, and maybe that speaks to us. God needs us to report to active duty right now. Some Christians are comfortable with knowing Christ and willing to give up a few worldly activities or worldly possessions, but don't call me or them into this active duty. It doesn't matter if it's a part of my plan. We as Christians need to realize that the work of the kingdom of God, it's His plan. It's for the sake of all of us. It's for the sake of this nation, for our country, America. So with high alert, there is visible change in activity in our lives. Secondly, there is increased readiness for action. There is increased readiness for action. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you are extinguished all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. I'm sure this highway patrolman that was standing there with this bulletproof vest was trained. He was prepared in case of an altercation. Maybe someone attacking Franklin Graham, or maybe even the crowd as they gathered. The same is with our men and women in our armed forces. They are ready for battle. They're training daily. Likewise, Christians need to be in training in the readiness for spiritual action. 1 Peter 3:15, Peter says, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. We should be willing to do that, no matter what the cost, whether it's jail time, whether it's maybe being shot. but we should be willing to serve our mighty God. 1 Peter 5:8, Satan roars along like a roaring lion. Satan is alive. He's there to tempt us. He's there to corrupt us. He's there to have us compromise on issues. Maybe it's the abortion issue. Maybe it's the same-sex marriage issues. God's word is true. Look at the action words in our scripture reading today from Paul's words. Put on. Take your stand. Stand your ground. Stand firm. With your feet fitted with readiness. Take up. Take the sword of the Spirit. Pray. Be alert. Always keep on praying. Readiness for action in our lives. God calls you to be ready for action. Thirdly, there is an eagerness for assignment. There is an eagerness for assignment. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This highway patrolman and other officers there that day in our state, probably before they signed on the dotted line to join the force, asked themselves, maybe I need to count the cost. Same as with our men and women in the service. Maybe I need to count the cost. I might be killed. I might be crippled. There's dangers out there. I might be taken away from my family and my loved ones. Paul counted the cost. Very much so in his life. 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily pressure and my concern for all the churches. Paul counted the cost. He wasn't praying that day for his release from prison, from the chains, but that God would use him, even when he was in jail, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Every Christian, because of their calling from God, should be eager for their daily assignment. In the work of God's kingdom, Franklin said, be willing to serve, whether it's national, state, city, school board, city council, church boards, church positions. We need Christian men and women in these positions. To fill these positions with Christian men and women who keep their spiritual weapons and their spiritual vest protectors on to be ready to fight against the power of this dark world whose description is Satan. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to take a stand in our Christian principles and our values of serving God, and standing on the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. As one saying is, there's no middle ground at the cross. We must be Christian soldiers, ready to die to ourselves and live our lives for God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, we should be willing to endure hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ, to stand up for the crosses of Jesus Christ and for the cross of those who have died for our country. Memorial Day cross display honoring fallen soldiers is back up Wednesday along a state highway in Georgia after it was taken down last week amid controversy. The 79 white handmade crosses posted on public property along State Highway 92 were meant to represent the 79 county residents who died in American wars, according to town officials. But the crosses were abruptly taken down last Friday after someone, singular, called City Hall questioning whether the soldiers were Christians. The move sparked public outcry, particularly on the social media. And after a city council meeting Tuesday night, the crosses were put back in place Wednesday morning. It was never about religion. It was just to honor them, the mayor said. We want to make sure that they were not forgotten. We also wanted their families to know that our hearts still bleed for them. The cross is a resting place and a symbol for them. But not everyone in the Georgia town with a population of 2,000 agreed with mayor. Hours after the crosses were posted, an unnamed resident, singular, called the city manager and asked whether all 79 personnel were Christians. Yeah. That phone call prompted the town, fearing a lawsuit, to remove the crosses from public land, though none of the veterans' families had complained. The cross memorial ignited fierce debate on social media, with many people saying its removal is political correctness run amok, while others argued all faiths should be represented. At the city council meeting Tuesday night, many spoke in favor of the memorial and pushed for it to be restored. This man, whose son was Joshua, was killed in Iraq, held up a photo of the 19-year-old as he addressed the council. He was holding a photo of his son Joshua, who was 19 years old when he died while serving in Iraq. A cross has been used for fallen soldiers from the time of the Redcoats, Patriots, Yankees, Rebels. They all used it, he said. Other attendees accused the council of cowering to one complaint, by failing to honor the families who want their loved ones remembered. The city council eventually agreed, voting unanimously, to put the crosses back up. We just really would love to think this person will understand that it was never a religious thing. It was just to honor these people who had died for him and for all of us. The council listened to majority finally. Why does one person make everybody jump and uneasy? That's why we need Christian leaders who stand on the word of God, who won't cringe, who won't sacrifice, won't compromise on the word of God. In closing, Proverbs 14:35, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace. I believe God is calling each one of us, Americans and Christians, to be that first part, righteousness exalts a nation, that others might see Christ within our lives, that we might put on those truths, the belt of truth in our lives, the breastplate of righteousness upon our hearts. As Franklin Graham challenged us, for the sake of God and the United States of America, today I ask you, let's commit ourselves today to be active in the work of the church, our communities, to make whatever sacrifice of time, our gifts that God has given us, to see that the cause of Jesus Christ brings glory and honor unto him. And that this Memorial Day, that we might remember Steve Green's song, Finding Us Faithful. Oh, may all those who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all those who come behind us find us faithful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your words today. What a privilege it is to live in America, the home of the free, the home of the brave, the home of those who have given their lives that we might have freedom. I thank you, God, for our servicemen and women, veterans, those who have gone on before us that have paved the way for us. But Lord, we cannot forget that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, that all those who call upon him might be freed from their sin. That God, as you come into their lives, that you might stir, throw out the old junk, throw out the darkness that is in there. Help us, God, to be transformed into that new creature, as the gospel says, that we are born again. Thank you, God, again, for the privilege of being here, for serving you. Be with Aaron and Michelle too, Lord, as they come to serve this congregation. In God's name, amen.